Om Shanti. Now today, in this journey of day 6, we are here to see the benefits of Raj Yoga. The benefits of meditation are enormous. It calms our mind and body. In these fast and furious life, the most important ability is to settle down mentally and emotionally. Meditation enables us to create new attitude and response to life, giving you a clear spiritual understanding of yourself. Meditation is a process of rediscovering, enjoying and using the positive qualities latent in you. Like any skill, meditation requires practice to achieve positive and satisfying results. By doing a little every day, it soon becomes natural and easy habit which generously reward you for the little efforts it involves. What does meditation do? Meditation energizes your awareness, bringing both peace and wisdom to the busy mind. It expands your capacity to love and heal broken hearts. Also, it dissolves many fears, replacing them with lightness and freedom from anxiety. Meditation in both the journey and destination, revealing the secrets of consciousness and treasures of the soul. It develops the power to be more alert and to be effective in our interaction with each other and with our precious world. But perhaps the greatest gift that comes with meditation is the glow of inner peace that is both gentle and strong. The practice of Raj Yoga meditation or intellect communal with God brings the soul many powers. Of these 8 are very important. Please refer through the diagram. The power to pack up is an ability to go within one and which help us to pack up from all the wasteful thinking in a second, so that there is lightness, freedom from burden and worries. One's mind is scattered over the wide world, and so it is drawn out to men and matters, and he is unable to sleep or detach himself at his will. With this practice of meditation, one can wind up one's thought at one's own will. The next power is power to tolerate. Just as trees offers a same fruit to the people, whereas when gently plucked, the fruit or pelt stone at them, a yogi tolerates all attacked on him and does good even to those who have done bad. In the light frame of mind, one will able to tolerate all types of situation and the people to the extent that there is no sense at all of having to tolerate something or someone. With the understanding that each one is simply playing their role in this immense world drama, impatience, irritation and annoyance disappears like mist before a bright sunlight. The next is power to accommodate. Just as the ocean accepts different rivers, they flow into it, whether polluted or clean, one will be able to adjust to all the situation. So, to be a yogi, we have to accommodate others. Its power makes you more broad-minded. One will be able to adjust into all the happenings around him, even when the atmosphere is charged with negativity and impurity. One remains unaffected. Next is the power of judgment. One will learn to take correct and quick decision. One will be able to get ability of accurately assess any situation with clarity and confidence. In a detached, impartial state of mind, one can judge one's own thoughts, words, and action. One will be able to be judging the situation or others. The next is the power of discrimination. This power will make us an expert jeweler who distinguish between the false and the pure diamonds. One who acquired the power of distinguish between right or wrong, good or bad. One can accurately discriminate between real truth and apparent truth, between things of temporary value and eternal value. The power helps in recognizing illusion. The next is the power to face. Meditation develops the power to endure hardships, adversity like death of those to whom one depends upon, and the higher storm may rage strongly. Yet this flame of meditation helps us to build this power to face. The next is power to cooperate. The natural result of all the powers is that I am able to share with others the tasks, the qualities that my father has given to me. There is no feeling of competition, so I can give as well as accept suggestion as to how to proceed with the task of world upliftment. By learning meditation, one will develop the spirit of cooperation, and this is great achievement, because if everyone give his little finger, the society could lift a great mountains. The next is the power to withdraw. With full awareness that I, the soul, is an entirely different entity from this body, one can withdraw from the senses and become a point. In the same way that a tortoise retreats into a shell in the moment of danger, and just to rest, a person would be able to retract himself from any situation and remain protected. A spiritual lifestyle is what? What supports the practice of meditation but does not require leaving home, career, and family? Regular daily meditation is the way to build and strengthen your spiritual awareness. Experience the natural positive qualities of the soul and achieve freedom from fear. This process is gently enhanced when your other outer lifestyle complements and assists in your spiritual growth. Regular observance of four spiritual pillars: a vegetarian diet, a balanced routine that incorporates physical and mental relaxation, are the elements that comprises the spiritual lifestyle. The four spiritual pillars on which the foundation is based is the daily practice of meditation or yoga, regular spiritual study, spiritual relationship and fulfilling responsibility, and the service of humanity. Daily meditation practices provides the means to explore, discover, and reconnect with oneself and with God. Regular spiritual study provides the right quality of food for mind and intellect, the two key faculty of the soul. Spiritual relation and responsibility means, through the experience of soul consciousness, others are recognized as spiritual being and a feeling of brotherhood. By this, the division of color, sex, religion, relationship become more smooth and rewarding. The exchange of respects and spiritual love become the basis of interaction. The decision to deal with others' good quality means there is no longer the give and take of sorrows. Spirituality is not an escape from the life responsibility. You have a responsibility to your immediate relations, family, colleagues and friends. And it is in those relations that your ability to apply what are learning spiritually will also be tested and strengthened. Spiritual service is the one finding an appropriate way to use growing spiritual power and understanding for the benefits of others. In the wider community, it is also the method of sustaining your personal growth. Spiritual service offers on many levels, including spreading peaceful vibration into the atmosphere and helping others develop awareness of their own spiritual qualities through the good wishes and pure feeling. Vegetarian or vegetarian diet. In respecting and caring of our bodies, diet needs deep consideration. A vegetarian diet is especially beneficial in developing the clarity, concentration and focus with the spiritual development required, which is an understanding of power and qualities of thoughts and vibration. We also give attention to the quality of our consciousness and we prepare and eat our food. Then is physical and mental relaxation. Providing rest and relaxation for the body is an important as it is for the mind. The body will not relax if the mind is not relaxed. However, even when the body is injured or ill, it is still possible for the mind to relax. Meditation is also an important self-healing component when one is recovering from physical illness. The timing and extent of the physical relaxation exercise or activity depends on your physical metabolism as well as your professional and family responsibility. However, it has been so recognized that the most effective time in the daily cycle of meditation and spiritual development is the early morning, before the routine activities of the day begin. Taking time out each morning to meditate, study and understand the spiritual principle and values provides both mental and spiritual nourishment for the day to come. So, in this journey we have seen the four basic pillars of meditation, how meditation is going to help in our day-to-day routine work, what all is required for meditation, for the spiritual pillar, daily practice, regular spiritual study, spiritual relationship and serve to humanity. So we will be learning these four things in our life to be a good student of our Father. Om Shanti.